Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. Tam vande gaura jaladam swasya yo dashanam mitai vicheda vagraha milan bhakta sasyani avijayat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is compared to a cloud that pours water on a field of grain, which are like devotees suffering due to a shortage of rain. Separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a drought, but when the Lord returns, his presence is like a nectarian rain that falls on all the grains and saves them from perishing. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Purve Jabe Mahaprabhu Chalila Dakshine Pratapurudra Raja Tabe Bolaila Savabome. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for South India, King Pratapurudra called Savabhoma Bhattacharya to his palace. When Savabhoma Bhattacharya met with the king offered him a seat with all respects, and he inquired about news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king said to the Bhattacharya, "I have heard that a great personality has come from Bengal and is staying at your home. I have also heard that he is very, very merciful. I have also heard that this great personality has shown you great favor. At any rate, this is what I hear from many different people. Now, being merciful upon me, you should do me the favor of arranging an interview. Kraiha more tanhara darshana. Batakahe jay sunila sava satyahai tandra darshana tomar ghatana nahai." The Bhattacharya replied, "All that you have heard is true. But as far as an interview is concerned, it is very difficult to arrange. Virakta sanyasiten ho rahena nirjana swapnena na karena ten ho raja darshane." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order and is very much detached from worldly affairs. He stays in solitary places, and even in dreams, he does not grant interviews to a king. "Still, I would have tried to arrange your interview, but he has recently left a tour South India." Rajakahe, Jagannatha chadi kene gela, batakahe mantera eekalila. The king asked, "Why has he left Jagannath Puri?" And Bhattacharya replied, "Such are the pastimes of a great personality. Great saints go to holy places of pilgrimage in order to purify them. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting many tirthas and delivering many, many conditioned souls. Bhavad vidha bhagavatas tirtha bhuta sayam vibhu tirthikorvanti tirthani svantasena gada bhitaha. Saints of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage. Because of their purity, they are constant companions of the Lord, and therefore they can purify even the places of pilgrimage." Srila Prabhupada, short purport. This verse, spoken by Maharaj Yudhisthira to Vidur in Srimad Bhagavatam 113.10, is also quoted in Adi Lila 163. A Vaishnava travels to places of pilgrimage, but the charja continued, to purify them and reclaim fallen conditioned souls. This is one of the duties of a Vaishnava. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a living entity, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Consequently, He's a fully independent controller. Yet, in his position as a devotee, he carries out the activities of a devotee. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that because there are many permanent residents in holy places who do not precisely follow the rules and regulations governing living in a sacred place, exalted devotees have to go to these places to reclaim such persons. This is the business of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is unhappy to see others materially enmeshed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught these activities of a Vaishnava, although he is the worshipable deity of all Vaishnavas, the complete and independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta, complete, completely uncontaminated, and eternally liberated. He is Sanatana, for he has no beginning or end. Upon hearing this, the king replied, "Why did you allow him to leave? Why didn't you fall at his lotus feet and keep him here?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and is completely independent. Being Lord Krishna himself, he is not dependent on anyone. Shakshat Sri Krishna tenho nahi paratantra. Still, I endeavored very hard to keep him here, but because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and completely independent, I was not successful." The king said, "Bhattacharya, you are the most learned and experienced person I know. Therefore, when you address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna, I accept this as truth." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the way to advance in spiritual science. One must accept the words of an acharya, a bona fide spiritual master, to clear the path for spiritual advancement. This is the secret of success. However, one's guide must be a spiritual master who is actually unalloyed devotee, strictly following the instructions of the previous acharya without deviation. Whatever the spiritual master says must be accepted by the disciple. Only then is success certain. This is the Vedic system. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Brahmana and a realized soul, whereas Prataparudra was a Kshatriya. Kshatriya kings used to obey very faithfully the orders of learned Brahmanas and saintly persons, and in this way they would rule their country. Similarly, Vaishyas used to follow the king's orders, and Sudras used to serve the three higher castes. In this way, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras used to live cooperatively, performing their respective duties. Consequently, society was peaceful, and people were able to discharge the duties of Krishna consciousness. Thus, they were happy in this life and able to return home back to Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, "When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns, I wish to see him just once in order to make my eyes perfect." But the Charya kahe, "Teno ashibe alpakale, rahite tandre ekastana jahiya virale." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "His Holiness Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return very soon. I wish to have a nice place ready for him, a place solitary and peaceful. Lord Chaitanya's residence should be very secluded and also near the temple of Jagannath. Please consider this proposal and give me a nice place for him." The king replied, "Kashi Misra's house is exactly what you require. It is near the temple and is very secluded, calm, and quiet." After saying this, the king became very anxious for the Lord to return. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went to Kashi Misra to convey the king's desire. "Kashi Misra kahe, ami bara bhagyavan, mora grihe prabhu padeda hobe asvatan." When Kashi Misra heard the proposal, he said, "I am very fortunate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of all Prabhus, will stay at my home." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, the word Prabhupada, referring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is significant. Regarding this, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada comments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Krishna, and all his servants address him as Prabhupada. This means there are many Prabhus taking shelter under his lotus feet. That was the end of the quotation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The Prabhupada's purport continues. The pure Vaishnava is addressed as Prabhu, and this address is an etiquette observed between Vaishnavas. When many Prabhus remain under the shelter of the lotus feet of another Prabhu, the address Prabhupada is given. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu are also addressed as Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu are all Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Therefore, all living entities are under their lotus feet. Lord Vishnu is the eternal Lord of everyone, and the representative of Lord Vishnu is the Lord's confidential servant. Such a person acts as the spiritual master for neophyte Vaishnavas. Therefore, the spiritual master is as respectable as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Vishnu himself. For this reason, the spiritual master is addressed as Om Vishnupad or Prabhupada. The Acharya, the spiritual master, is generally respected by others as Sripad, and the initiated Vaishnavas are addressed as Prabhu. Prabhu, Prabhupada, and Vishnupad are described in revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. In this regard, these scriptures present evidence accepted by unalloyed devotees. The Prakriti Sahajis are not even worthy of being called Vaishnavas. They think that only caste Goswamis should be called Prabhupada. Such ignorant Sahajiyas call themselves Vaishnava Das Anudas, which means the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. However, they are opposed to addressing a pure Vaishnava as Prabhupada. In other words, they are envious of a bona fide spiritual master who is addressed as Prabhupada, and they commit offenses by considering a bona fide spiritual master an ordinary human being or a member of a certain caste. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes such sahajiyas as most unfortunate. Because of their misconceptions, they fall into a hellish condition. Continuing. Thus, all the residents of Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Purushottama, became anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when all the residents of Jagannath Puri became extremely anxious to meet the Lord again, he returned from South India. So we shall continue with this wonderful pastime of the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the devotees in Jagannath Puri. We shall continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.